Audrey Wood was a middle schooler at North Branch School in Afton when she was one of six national winners of the Library of Congress annual competition Letters About Literature. Audrey read her prize-winning letter on the Spark way back in September, and ever since I've been curious about North Branch, a tiny, unconventional school that sits snugged into woods near Afton, Virginia. The school's founder and head teacher, Charlotte Zinsser Booth, is an informed and thoughtful boxbuster when it comes to educating children, I find. And the reasons for this stretch way back into her childhood.
The idea of starting a school was something I had carried around from the time I was about 19, and that had to do with several great pieces of writing that were important to me in my college career. One of them is The Lives of Children, Story of the First Street School by George Denison, who also wrote wonderful fiction. And the other one, a couple of books by Sylvia Ashton Warner. One is called Teacher, one is called Spearpoint. And they were more directly involved with organic language, learning how to read and write across cultures with Maori children in New Zealand. But these two books had such excitement from the writers about the process of being in a very small school setting and being completely engaged in the lives of the children, and that being the way these teachers related to what education means, being in their lives, being with them as they grow, and connected to them, and receptive, responsive. So I had these two pieces of literature, but I also had a childhood going to a very ordinary local public school in New Jersey. And every time I came home and I would talk about what we'd read or wrote, my mother would talk about her elementary education at Shady Hill in Cambridge, Massachusetts, which was a truly progressive school founded in the 1920s by Harvard educators to give children an environment in which to be connected to their place outdoors, their physical environment, to connect to the reading and writing that they were doing by art, music, drama, costuming, events, to create an integrated day. So all my childhood, in my little textbook, I answered the questions about ancient Greece, and my mother told me about making her own chiton and what her shield looked like and which goddess she had impersonated in a skit, and I was jealous. So I had that background image of what a school might be and these two wonderful writers. And I had several people growing up who had made their own kinds of schools. There was a dance school I went to as a little girl, and a woman just did everything. She hired the pianist, she cleaned the floors, she taught the classes in her little community dance school. And I was there as a child and saw Miss Shalif do everything. And as a teenager, I was in the New Jersey Ballet Company and watched Carolyn Clark make a wonderful ballet school, provide principal dancers to Joffrey and other major companies in New York from her school, from her heart. She lived, breathed, dreamed, and loved her school. So those two people in that part of my life were models of what it means to birth a little tiny institution. And then I went to an early college, to Simon's Rock in Great Barrington, which was started in 1966 by Elizabeth Hall in order to create a completely new model for American education, to have 16 to 20-year-olds in school together rather than 14 to 18-year-olds and 18 to 22-year-olds. She wanted to break the lockstep of American education, and she did. So I had been in that crucible of what it's like where there are no traditions, where every day you're designing what will be the tradition. I was there when the first classes graduated.
Other formative experiences in Charlotte Zinsser Booth's evolution into an educational boxbuster took place while participating in programs first at the Sweetbriar College Preschool and then at Sarah Lawrence College.
The certification program at Sarah Lawrence requires a practicum experience today in most cases in the public school and a student teaching experience. But the big difference from the mid-70s to now is that I had a semester with first graders and a semester with sixth graders after a year with 3- and 4-year-olds at Sweetbriar. And it's very important for teachers to have seen how much change occurs in a child in a year. Most of the programs, even excellently conceived programs, are not long enough in the classroom. The practicum may be 6 weeks, the student teaching may be 9 weeks, and that's it, before the new teacher, duly certified, is on their own. And many schools know that new teachers need mentors, they need partnerships, but I was lucky in the era to have had so many kinds of mentoring and partnerships before I even left the college setting.
So you are a certified teacher. Why not just teach? What's all this school founding stuff?
I came to Virginia because it was my family home and went into the public school system in Amherst County. But I went in knowing that I needed time teaching to be ready at some point to start a school. And
so that was...
It was in the back of my mind, back-burnered
forever.
Someday.
Forever.
From about 19. There were many things that I had observed as a child and as a young adult and as a beginning teacher that I thought were counterproductive in the environment of many different kinds of schools. And the experiences that I had heard of from my mother's childhood, the schools that I had read about, inspired me to hope that it was possible to have a truly intentional environment where what happens is not arbitrarily or bureaucratically the way things need to be done to get them done, but we say that we have in specific intention for the decisions we make. They are not automatic. They're not simply because we've done it that way before. There is a rationale behind the way we group children. There's a rationale behind the school schedule, the calendar, daily as well as yearly. And our most important goals as a school inform how we do everything. And that's a tall order.
It is.
So that
was
back
thinking
there in the back.
That you have not chosen the easy path.
Although I have to say, having worked in the public school system in several states, I have the utmost respect for teachers who make their work in an unyielding, somewhat unresponsive setting the best it can be for their students. I actually think that's a harder path than the one I've taken, as difficult as many of my days and nights have been. They're so rewarding. I have not been bored, I have to say, in my life, particularly not in my almost 30 years now at North Branch. There is nothing boring. There are some very simple, good things about a small setting. There's a lot of statistics and research done about elementary age children and what is the optimal size setting. And certainly, there are economies of scale in bigger settings, but for the development of the whole child, a smaller setting, and by smaller, I'm talking about 150 or fewer. Not 200 or more, that the child's feeling of being known by the adults, but also by the other children in the environment, is huge in their sense of comfort. So when people come to North Branch and they say, wow, 100 kids here, it feels sort of like a family. There is a warmth and a relaxed, informal sense in a very structured setting. Part of our vision is not only what we do with children and how we welcome parents to be part of the process, but it is the accessibility. North Branch is a very low tuition as private schools go. And it is in a very rural area we are not an affluent school or an affluent community. And the percentage of families who need tuition credit, work, or financial assistance beyond what our already low tuition would offer has gone from 25 or 30% for the first 25 years to 48% now in the second round. Part of the specificity of North Branch is reflected in the way we try to connect children not to the idea of the helping the environment, but to the actual plot we live on. And the tree nursery, the compost recycling, the several different kinds of gardens that different classes develop and maintain. For many years, we had a hole that kids just dug in and looked at worms, probably 2 or 3 years, and then we put a tree in it and started another hole. And eventually, we had a group of children on a particular hole that when the staff thought the hole was so deep, it's time to put a tree in it, this group of children had been digging it for so long that they petitioned the staff to let them keep the hole. So we went another year or two with some precautions in place. And finally, the children who had been so fiercely protective of their hole were ready for there to be something
for
else
to be a tree.
In. Yeah. So
I have to ask, what do you do about the SOLs, the dreaded tests?
Well, because we receive no funding from the state, we don't do anything about them. We do not administer any type of standardized test with any stakes or significance. We do have the older children practice test taking. They learn test taking the way
you're not good. You're up through eighth grade.
Right. So they have experience learning how to take tests in the way that people learn how to drive a car. This is a skill you need, but it's not something that they experience at a cost. There is no outcome that will negatively affect them as they're learning how to take tests. So the exposure they have to standardized machine-scored tests is from the point of view that we are helping you learn how to do this so that you're familiar with this setting and this process when you enter high school.
Students at North Branch School learn by creating projects around facts and information, skits, music, dance, building forts, whatever. As much as possible, they experience what they study. This process, Charlotte Zinzer-Booth says, appears to cement the facts in their heads and tiny North Branch School in their hearts.
So there is a much deeper connection than I think many of the people I have worked with in other schools are able to have with the children and the families.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's going to work for the child, it's going to have to work for the family and vice versa. So that's part of the joy of this setting for me is the longevity of my relationships. Having students in their teens when they're driving decide that they want to go back and see where they built a fort in the woods and show up at North Branch one afternoon at 4:30 and say, "Hi, I can drive now. It's so great to be here." People in their 20s and 30s coming back and saying, "Oh, I remember this kind of setup." I had a student who went to...
It's a mark of engagement.
It's a mark of engagement. It's that these memories are not... first of all, they're positive. Second of all, they are delightful. And they haven't been lost because there's texture to the lesson, whether it's food or costume, skits, building a project, a model. There's a relationship to the content that is in action and that stays with people longer than a two-dimensional experience of paper and pencil. I think one of the big, wonderful moments of my life, and there are many, but what I thought of when you said Sunny is a particular child who only came to the school for 2 years, seventh and eighth grade, and had a hard time with a lot of teachers and came through. Grew as he graduated. He thanked each of his teachers, which is a part of our graduation ceremony. Eighth graders get to say whatever they want, and we never know what they're going to say or whether they're going to bring out an Irish fiddle and do some step dancing, or whether somebody's going to sing a song they wrote. A year ago, a child did an improv exercise in which her class created a madrigal about cows and sang it in front of us as part of graduation. But this particular young man, in his graduation speech, thanked each of his teachers, and his thanks to me were that he felt that I looked for the good in everyone. And I couldn't have said in fewer words what I hope to do.
Charlotte Zinzer Booth has been pouring herself into this place of education for children, known as North Branch School, for 30 years. And she's now trying hard to pull back enough from the day-to-day workings of the school to plan its survival past her actual presence. You'll find a link to North Branch School's website on the Spark page at WMRA.org. And right under it, you'll find a link to North Branch graduate Audrey Wood reading her National Prize-winning letter to J.M. Barrie, which, I'd like to add, led to a hefty donation to the North Branch School Library from the Library of Congress.